Hello and welcome to the Foreign Desk Explainer on Monocle 24. I'm Steve Bloomfield. In this episode, our New York Bureau Chief Ed Stocker gives us a brief history of government shutdowns in the United States.
Government shutdown.
Government shutdown.
Government shutdown.
Government shutdown.
Government shutdown.
Donald Trump likes to brag about his ability to make deals. From renegotiating trade agreements to naming and shaming US companies into refraining from offshoring, Trump seems perpetually ready for a scrap.
Breaking news, Donald Trump moments ago writing, and let me read this to you so we fully understand it, and this is the line that people are talking about. Our country needs a good shutdown in September to fix mess. The President of the United States just called for a government shutdown.
But in recent days, he's had to draw on character traits that seem alien to him. Compromise and bipartisanship. Why? Because he's needed to avert the threat of a possible government shutdown caused by Congress not agreeing on a new spending bill for the rest of the fiscal year that ends on September the 30th. It's a bizarre and fascinating facet of US democracy that Congress has the ability to effectively shutter parts of the government. Political impasse and a bitterly divided Congress can lead to bumptious cable news anchors stumbling over each other to report the headline-grabbing news. And while there are measures to keep these sorts of things from happening, including a stopgap piece of legislation known as a continuing resolution, often it's simply a case of people who don't get on that well having to sit down and talk to one another.
Nobody has an appetite for a government shutdown. The discussions do continue, they are productive, and I think we're getting closer to the finish line.
So what are the causes of this most particular of situations? Essentially, it boils down to a disagreement over the funding of government operations.
So we have more money now for the border than we've gotten in 10 years. The Democrats didn't tell you that. They forgot.
This time around, the controversies have primarily centered on the funding of the proposed border wall with Mexico and Republican attempts to strip away core elements of Obamacare.
Oh, don't worry, we're going to have the wall. Don't worry about it.
Trump may not have got his wall funding, and it looks increasingly likely that he never will, but he has managed to get hefty increases for border security and the military. Two issues that are actually pretty popular, both sides of the political divide. So what happens if there is a government shutdown? The first thing to note is that the cogs of government never stop grinding completely. Any part of the administration deemed essential to the economy and the country's global competitiveness remain untouched. And while the areas of government affected vary depending on the situation, it's the non-essential areas that the federal government funds that are the first to be hit. Thinking of taking a long hike the weekend of a shutdown? You may need to think again, because national parks will all be closed. And how about that little sojourn you were planning to the really rather wonderful Smithsonian Institute in DC? Well, that would be shut too. The reason it's free is due to, well, federal dollars. In fact, a shutdown could affect everything from disease outbreak investigation to NASA programs. There have been nearly 20 instances of government shutdowns in the history of the US.
At midnight last night, for the first time in 17 years, Republicans in Congress chose to shut down the federal government.
Barack Obama felt the rough end of the stick back in October of 2013 when budget talks broke down over Obamacare and the government closed for 13 days. Forecasters claim that it shaved as much as 0.6% off GDP for the quarter and cost billions of dollars in lost economic output.
The government is partially shutting down because Congress has failed to pass the straightforward legislation necessary.
But in the modern era, none have had quite so rough a ride as Bill Clinton, dealing with a resurgent Republican Party who controlled both houses of Congress. Spending disagreements over everything from healthcare to the environment led to a couple of shutdowns from the end of 1995 and into 1996, lasting for a combined total of 27 days. Clinton actually came out on top after that debacle, but it was during that time when regular staffers were on forced leaves of absence that he got to know a certain Monica Lewinsky, an unpaid intern taking up the slack left by the absentee staffers.
But I want to say one thing to the American people.
She brought the hungry commander-in-chief pizza, and the rest is history.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
The moral of the story, that American politics is far from predictable for one, and that secondly, a government shutdown, the spectre of which constantly looms, can often have far-reaching ramifications that even America's leaders can't fully fathom at the time.
That was Ed Stocker with this week's Foreign Desk Explainer. Tune in this Saturday for the full 30-minute edition of the Foreign Desk. We'll be talking about Iran. And while you're here, let me push you one last time to monocle.com to buy your ticket for the live edition of the Foreign Desk. It's on Thursday, the 11th of May. We're talking about France. I hope you can join us. I'm Steve Bloomfield. Thank you very much for listening. Goodbye.